He tried early exposure to various religious symbols. Oh, dear, we must have had the oddest nursery wallpaper in the world. Never mind the jolly frieze of Gertie the Dancing Garlic. And I have to say that their efficacy isn't that good in any case. He even made us go out and play during the day. That which does not kill us, he'd say, makes us strong. Agnes's arm whirled. The holy water spiralled out of the bottle and hit Vlad full in the chest. He threw his arms wide and screamed as water cascaded down and poured into his shoes. She'd never expected it to be this easy. He raised his head and winked at her.
"Look at this waistcoat. Will you look at this waistcoat? Do you know what water does to silk? You just never get it out. No matter what you do, there's always a mark."
He looked at her frozen expression and sighed. "I suppose we'd better get some things off our chest, hadn't we?" he said. He looked up at the wall and took down a very large and spiky axe. He thrust it at her.
"Take this and cut my head off, will you?" he said. "Look, I'll loosen my cravat. Don't want blood on it, do we? There, see?"
"Are you trying to tell me that you were brought up with this too?" she said hotly. "What was it, a little light hatchet practice after breakfast? Cut your head off a little bit every day and the real thing won't hurt?"
Vlad rolled his eyes. "Everyone knows that cutting off a vampire's head is internationally acceptable," he said. "I'm sure Nanny Ogg would be swinging right now. Come along, there's a lot of muscle in those rather thick arms. I'm..."
She swung. He reached around from behind her and whisked the axe out of her arms.
"Sure," he finished. "We are also very, very fast."
He tested the blade with his thumb.
"Blunt, I notice. My dear Miss Knit, it may just be more trouble than it's worth to try to get rid of us, do you see? Now, old Maggie Rato there would not have made the kind of offer we are making to Loncra. Dear me, no. Are we ravaging across the country? No. Forcing our way into bedrooms? Certainly not. What's a little blood for the good of the community? Of course, Verence will have to be demoted a little, but let's face it, the man is rather more of a clerk than a king. And our friends may find us grateful. What is the point of resisting?
Are vampires ever grateful?
We can learn.
You're just saying that in exchange for not actually being evil, you'll simply be bad, is that it?
What we are saying, my dear, is that our time has come,
said a voice behind them. They both turned. The Count had stepped into the gallery. He was wearing a smoking jacket. There was an armed man strolling on either side of him.
Oh, dear Vlad, playing with your food. Good evening, Miss Knit. We appear to have a mob at the gates, Vlad.
Really? That's exciting. I've never seen a real mob.
I wish your first could have been a better one, said the Count and sniffed. There's no passion in it. Still, it'd be too tiresome to let it go on all through dinner. I shall tell them to go away.
The doors of the hall swung open without apparent aid.
Shall we go and watch? Said Vlad.
I think I'll go and powder my... I'll just be a minute, said Agnes, backing away.
She darted down the little corridor that led to the small door and drew the bolts.
About time, said Nanny, hurrying in. It's really clammy out here. They've gone to look at the mob, but there's other vampires here, not just the guards. The rest must have come in on the carts. They're like not quite servants, but they take orders.
How many are there? Said Magrat.
I haven't found out. Vlad is trying to get to know me better.
Good plan, said Nanny. See if he talks in his sleep.
Nanny.
Let's see his lordship in action, shall we? Said Nanny. We can nip into the old guard room alongside the door and look through the squint.
I want to get Verence, said Magrat.
He's not going anywhere, said Nanny, striding into the little room by the door, and I don't reckon they're planning to kill him. Anyway, he's got some protection now.
I think these really are new vampires, said Agnes. They really aren't like the old sort.
Then we face 'em, here and now, said Nanny. That's what Esme would do, sure enough.
But are we strong enough? Said Agnes.
Granny wouldn't have asked, said Perdita.
There's three of us, isn't there? Said Nanny.
She produced a flask and uncorked it. And a bit of help. Anyone else want some?
That's brandy, Nanny, said Magrat. Do you want to face the vampires drunk?
Sounds a whole lot better than facing...